kids run in and out of the water at Spring Lake on Labor Day, the last day of the summer season. It's also the start of a rare and record-setting September heat wave, with temperatures hitting the upper 90s. Families are spread out, enjoying a gentle breeze. They come from all over northern and central Rhode Island and parts of Massachusetts. Joe Marcosio made the short trip from Pasco, one of the mill villages that make up the town of Burrillville.
Beautiful place, so started coming like all last year and all this year. Great season passes.
Spring Lake is under new management this year. Several beachgoers have noticed nicer beach sand, picnic tables, and umbrellas. There's a turtle slide and bright yellow paddle boats for children.
Wonderful difference. Love the picnic tables and the umbrellas, the clean sand.
Eva Lavasser Braga lives in Cumberland, and the day at Spring Lake is a family tradition.
I grew up here as a kid. My kids will come here, and I hope their kids will come here.
But for many Spring Lake aficionados, there is one attraction that sets this place apart from all other summer spots. The arcade. Spring Lake claims to have the oldest penny arcade in America, although that may not be technically true now that the original building built in 1930 is gone, replaced by a new, much drier and sturdier structure. But the arcade's big draw has always been the games. Spring Lake Arcade is one of the few venues in the country where you can still play a game for a penny, or a nickel, or a dime, or a quarter, for that matter. The games cover every era, all the way back to the 1920s. That's the sound of an anti-aircraft machine gun game from the 1940s. For a nickel, you get 300 shots to bring down World War II-era warplanes.
Hi.
Hi.
I hope I didn't ruin your concentration there.
No.
Bob Piatek from Scituate, Rhode Island, pushes back from the green torpedo-shaped viewfinder and looks up at the glass screen to check out his score.
I'm 73, and this machine, I played this 20 years ago, 30 years ago.
Wow.
That's how long it's been since I've been here.
Piatek saw an article about the Spring Lake Arcade in the paper and knew he had to come back before it closed for the season.
My wife wouldn't come with me, and I'm glad because I can play the long as I want, this machine gun, shooting gallery, submarine, the old machines. You don't find this anywhere in museums, but to play them, really something to be here.
The man responsible for collecting and maintaining these pieces of arcade history is John Bateman, the Spring Lake arcade manager. Leaning against the back wall outside his office, Bateman says he's getting ready for today's finale, a big raffle for prizes for the kids.
Today I'll probably break a record in terms of how many prizes we give away. I'm just guessing probably 250 prizes, you know. You'll see.
Yeah.
It's going to be insane.
Before the raffle starts, Bateman offers to front me a penny so I can play a game he recommends. It's called Electricity, made by the Advance Company in the 1930s. It delivers an electric shock that increases while you turn metal handles. The object is to see how long you can stand it.
Oh, yeah.
There's a dial with numbers that read from 0 to 500. John and Eva Lavasser Braga look on while I try it out.
Feel something? I'm up to 300, but yeah.
Oh.
Ow.
To wake you up.
Wake you up.
Read the instructions. Yikes. Increases the circulation, purifies the blood.
Are you feeling that?
Well, I gotta do that.
Well, I got to 400, but I have to admit I could not go any further. And I have to wonder, what are the chances you could even manufacture and sell that game today? I put that question to arcade manager John Bateman.
You have to think like people did in the 1900s or 1920s at the time. Electricity was new. They used electricity for all kinds of quack medical devices. You know, they thought that by giving you a mild electric shock or having some electricity flow through your body, that it would purify the blood, increase the circulation. That's what the sign says on the machine.
Bateman evokes an earlier era when arcade goers got the most for their money.
In the early days when the arcade was so close to the water, the kids would run in the water, get their hands wet, come run inside and try out the electric shock machine with wet hands because that would increase the conductivity, and they would get a better feel. They would also hold hands, so you'd have like two or three people, and if everybody had wet hands and everybody's body was somewhat conductive, they would feel the tingle through several people, all for a penny.
Those penny games are just about all that's left from the earlier days at Spring Lake. All the older cottages and concession stands are gone. The Spring Lake Hotel, a brown two-story building at the south end of the beach, dates back to the 1890s, but it will be gone soon, too. The Burrillville Town Council voted to demolish the building following an engineer's report that concluded it would be more economical to replace it than to preserve it. Burrillville Historical and Preservation Society President Betty Mancucci says a room in the new building will serve as a sort of museum with artifacts from the old hotel.
What we're going to do is take down the railing, and so maybe we can put that in the museum, the banister, and take some of the old beadboard that's inside and some of the outside clavards, and we're going to skin the inside of this room with some of this wood. That seems to be the best we can do.
Mancucci says the museum will display other relics from Spring Lake history, including those old numbered baskets that bathers once used to hold their clothes while they hit the beach. I'm Chuck Hinman, Rhode Island Public Radio.
Major funding for Rhode Island Public Radio's One Square Mile is made possible by the Rhode Island Foundation, promoting the economic security of all Rhode Islanders by investing in the business environment and workforce development through grants, capacity building, and advocacy. The Rhode Island Foundation, helping our state reach its true potential. Details at rhodeislandfoundation.org.